Welcome to the Wednesday Gathering, a live Christian Science teleconference prayer and gratitude meeting hosted by prayerfulliving.com and open to all. We are delighted that you have joined us as a participant in this spiritual oasis. For those with a computer, our web address is prayerfulgathering.com. Only the healing portion of this meeting is recorded for public use, so that individuals around the world may have the opportunity to listen at their convenience. Now, let's begin this Wednesday gathering with singing hymn number 249. I shall read all the verses before we join in song. And a reminder that the link to the words of this hymn are on our website on the Order of Service page. Hymn 249. Oh, when we see God's mercy, widespread in every place, and know how flows the fountain of his unbounded grace. Can we withhold a tribute, forbear a psalm to raise, or leave unsung one blessing in this our hymn of praise? Our gratitude is riches. Complaint is poverty. Our trials bloom in blessings. They test our constancy. Oh, life from joy is minted in everlasting gold. True gladness is the treasure that grateful hearts will hold. 249. Again, welcome to this healing meeting at prayerfulgathering.com. The topic of today's healing message is The Gift of Grace. The hymns are 249, 244, and 199. I shall be reading from the King James Version of the Bible and correlative passages from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy, the discoverer and founder of Christian Science. Just before I begin the readings, I'd like to read an excerpt from an article in the Christian Science Monitor called The Gift of Grace by Lindsay Taylor. Perhaps patience, unselfishness, or even forgiveness is called for. But whatever it is that's needed, we can rely on its supply. God, divine love itself, and the source of the love that we express gives us the love we need with which to love. This is the gift of grace, and it is freely given to us every day. The Bible, Ephesians. Unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. 1 Samuel. Now there was a certain man of Mount Ephraim, and his name was Elkanah. And he had two wives. The name of the one was Hannah, and the name of the other was Peninnah. And Peninnah had children, but Hannah had no children. Then said Elkanah, her husband, to her, Hannah, why weepest thou? And why eatest thou not? And why is thy heart grieved? Am not I better to thee than 10 sons? And she was in bitterness of soul, and prayed unto the Lord, and wept sore. And she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thine handmaid, and remember me, and not forget thine handmaid, but wilt give unto thine handmaid a man-child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life. Now Eli the priest sat upon a seat by a post of the temple of the Lord. And it came to pass, as she continued praying before the Lord, that Eli marked her mouth. Now Hannah, she spake in her heart, only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli thought she had been drunken. And Eli said unto her, How long wilt thou be drunken? Put away thy wine from thee. And Hannah answered and said, No, my lord, I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord. Then Eli answered and said, Go in peace, and the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him. And she said, Let thine handmaid find grace in thy sight. So the woman went her way and did eat, and her countenance was no more sad. And they rose up in the morning early and worshipped before the Lord, and returned and came to their house to Ramah. And Elkanah knew Hannah his wife, and the Lord remembered her. Wherefore it came to pass, when the time was come, about after Hannah had conceived, that she bare a son, and called his name Samuel, saying, Because I have asked him of the Lord. Psalms. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Zechariah. And I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace. Luke. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. His name was called Jesus. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. And when he was come nigh, even now at the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen. Matthew. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coasts, and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, It is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. And she said, Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. John. Then said they unto him, What shall we do, that we might work the works of God? Jesus answered and said unto them, This is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he hath sent. 2 Corinthians. And God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that ye, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. Galatians. Grace be to you, and peace from God the Father, and from our Lord Jesus Christ. And from Science and Health. The miracle of grace is no miracle to love. Jesus demonstrated the inability of corporeality as well as the infinite ability of spirit, thus helping erring human sense to flee from its own convictions and seek safety in divine science. Reason, rightly directed, serves to correct the errors of corporeal sense. But sin, sickness, and death will seem real, even as the experiences of the sleeping dream seem real, until the science of man's eternal harmony breaks their illusion with the unbroken reality of scientific being. Which of these two theories concerning man are you ready to accept? One is the mortal testimony, changing, dying, unreal. The other is the eternal and real evidence, bearing truth's signet, its lap piled high with immortal fruits. What we most need is the prayer of fervent desire for growth in grace, expressed in patience, meekness, love, and good deeds. To keep the commandments of our Master and follow his example is our proper debt to him and the only worthy evidence of our gratitude for all that he has done. In their spiritual significance, science, theology, and medicine are means of divine thought, which includes spiritual laws emanating from the invisible and infinite power and grace. And this is a testimony from the last chapter in Science and Health called Fruitage. With all the medicine and with different changes for rest, I never regained health and thought I never should. So I prayed for grace to bear my cross patiently for others' sake. One day, while lying on my couch exhausted, which had become a frequent experience, the words came to me, "Whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive." I rose, knelt down, and said, "Oh, God, make me well." I was telling a friend this, and she kindly gave me a sentinel. Imagine my joy when I saw the testimonies of healing. I believed them, remembering our Lord's words, "Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed." I obtained a copy of Science and Health, and before a week had passed, I realized that if God was my all, I needed no glasses. My eyes were healed in a few days, and since then, I have never thought of glasses. I was also cured of dyspepsia, and nothing that I have eaten has hurt me since then. The belief in health laws was next destroyed by knowing that our Heavenly Father did not make them. And from this has come the beautiful experience of the overcoming of fatigue. For this alone, I can never be thankful enough. True indeed are the words, "They shall run and not be weary." Comeliness and grace are independent of matter. Being possesses its qualities before they are perceived humanly. Beauty is a thing of life, which dwells forever in the eternal mind and reflects the charms of his goodness in expression, form, outline, and color. It is love which paints the petal with myriad hues, glances in the warm sunbeam, arches the cloud with a bow of beauty, blazons the night with starry gems, and covers earth with loveliness. Throughout all generations, both before and after the Christian era, the Christ as the spiritual idea, the reflection of God, has come with some measure of power and grace to all prepared to receive Christ's truth. This concludes the healing message and the publicly recorded portion of the meeting.